KORN News Radio Sports for this Monday, December 8th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Over the weekend, USD football rolled into the FCS quarterfinals with a 47-0 shutout victory at number 6 seed Mercer, the first playoff shutout in school history. Coyotes had 550 yards of offense, including 308 yards on the ground. Running back LJ Phillips scored twice. He finished with 159 rushing yards on 15 carries, while quarterback Aiden Bauman became USD's all-time passing leader. He now has over 9,000 career passing yards for USD. Coyotes improved to 10-4 on the season. Now they travel to the number 3 seed Montana this Saturday. That start time is at 2:30 Central and will be shown nationally on ABC. Montana ended up knocking off South Dakota State on Saturday, ending the Jackrabbits football season with a 50-29 loss. SDSU jumped ahead early on a 95-yard touchdown pass from Chase Mason to Graham Gearing. It's the longest in school history, but Montana would take control with 30 straight points between the second and third quarters. Chase Mason threw for a career-high 356 yards. He scored two rushing touchdowns. Also, Gearing and Alex Bullock each had over 100 receiving yards. SDSU ends their season with a 9-5 record under first-year head coach Dan Jackson. Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball picked up a big conference road win on Saturday, defeating previously unbeaten and ninth-ranked Concordia 56-59. The 14th-ranked Tigers dominated the boards, out-rebounding Concordia 57-36, and having three players finish with double-doubles. Emma Yost had 19 points and 10 rebounds. Avery Broughton with 13 points and 16 rebounds, while Shalane Nagel had 10 points and 10 rebounds. The Tigers now improved to 6-3 overall and 4-1 in the GPAC. They'll take on the number one ranked team in NAIA, that's Dort, on Wednesday nights. Meanwhile, the Dakota Wesleyan men dropped its third straight game on Saturday. They would lose to Concordia 103-71. A 17-0 Concordia run in the first half put the Tigers in a deep hole. They trailed by 20 at halftime. Tigers were led by Anthony Riggins. He had 4 3-pointers and 18 points. Dakota Wesleyan men, they now fall under 500 at 5-6. They're 2-3 in the conference. They will also be at Dort coming up on Wednesday. Number 3 seed Concordia wrapped up a perfect run through their pool in the NAIA Women's Volleyball National Tournament on Friday night, and that's a result that ended Dakota Wesleyan's chance to reach the semifinals. Concordia defeated the Masters University out of California in 4 sets on Friday to go to 2-0 in pool play. The Tigers needed a victory from the Masters to force a 3-way tie. The Tigers end their volleyball season with a 20-12 record. And Mitchell senior Kiana Groper won the balance beam and finished runner-up in the all-around on Saturday to lead Colonel Gymnastics to a second-place team finish at the Peer Invitational. Groper posted a winning score on the beam of 9.575, and she had a 37.4 in the all-around. Mitchell scored 143.75 in its second meet of the season. Harrisburg would win the team title. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.